God. But today I'm coming to you letting you know that Paul says that we need to extend ourselves because there is more joy, there is more peace, there is more blessing, there is more protection, there is more freedom than what we have now. So we need to extend ourselves. Paul says, I know God. I know that I discover who he is. I know he have blessed me. I know he have used me to preach and to teach and to save many people. But there have to be something else. I don't think this is all that he have for us. So he says, it's a forgetting those things which are behind and reach it forward to those things which are ahead. So he saw things ahead of him that he make it his goal. In this life, if God comes and give us a blank piece of paper, and we can write many stories of our life in those pieces. Maybe the most powerful stories of our life we can write on that piece of paper. And I'm telling you, God wants to write a better story in our life. And it cannot do it where we are at this time. We need to stretch, to extend ourselves to a new dimension, to extend ourselves closer to him, to extend ourselves and leaving those things behind that cause us to fail. Leaving those things behind that make us drag our life towards God. It's time for us to acknowledge that we need to extend ourselves because there is more to it than this. Sometimes we are ears and ears in the church. And we come and go. And we lift up our hands and praise the Lord. And we worship, and we dance, and we jump. And we satisfy with all that. And God says, I have something more for you. But you need to extend yourself. You need to go beyond your comfort zone. You need to come out from the place you are to discover new things. I have so many dimensions that you can fall in, so many places that I can take you if you only stretch out and hold my hand and you start a walk, to walk with me. Oh, I'm telling you, I can take you to the place that you can smell the roses of the garden, hallelujah, where I pray. And I can take you to those places that I will blow your mind away. But the only way I can take you, if you show me that you are willing to extend yourself, that you're willing to do more than what you're doing now, that you're willing to go a little bit more than your normal reach. Oh, I'm telling you, it's time for us to look in ourselves and say, do I really doing enough? Is there really something else that I can experience? Is there something more? I love what I found. I love receive the Holy Ghost. I love when God washed me with his blood. But Paul says there is something else more. Hallelujah. And we should reach to those things. It says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. So there is a call. So in this call, God is waiting for us to respond. To come out from where we are. To come out from that normal worship. Come out from that normal praise. Come out from that normal prayer. from that normal relationship with him. I says, I want to extend myself to have a better relationship with God, to discover, for him to reveal into my life things that I cannot see with my normal eye, things that I cannot understand yet, hallelujah. But the only way that I can receive those visions, the only way that I can receive what God has for me, I have to extend myself towards him. He is the goal. He is the purpose. It says we have a call in our life. Every one of us here have a calling in our life. It's not that we just living just for live, or worshiping just for worship. God says you need to press towards. You need to press towards. That means move, come out from the cell, from the comfort zone, come out from that place that you think you have everything right and perfect and everything is going so well in your life. You need to come out from there that you are in a place of uncertainty and you don't see earth that you can put your feet and start to walk. But he says if you just come out and you will see the earth start to firm under your feet, and you start to see things that you never thought before, and then you start to experience a new level of relationship with God. You start to experience that there is more to this that you have already have, hallelujah. But now God is pouring out a new level, a new power in you, a new anointing, hallelujah. You need to extend yourself to receive the anointing for your calling. Hallelujah. He says, I press towards the goal for the price of the upward calling of God in Jesus Christ. So I will press. How I will press? Extending my prayer. How I will press, extending my worship. How I will press, extending, oh, my dedication to him, extending myself to him, oh, healing everything that I am to the Lord. That is the way that I will experience and be anointed for that calling. You cannot reach to the place of your calling without the anointing. You need to reach with that place. When you reach to that place, you will have the anointing to operate in that level, to operate in the supernatural. Hallelujah. So we have a calling. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. God not only wants us to be saved. He says, first, I want you to be saved, but second, I want you to be used. Be used with anointing. I don't want you to be used without anointing. The anointing of God make a big difference, make all the difference. Any other preacher from other religion or religious place out there can come to preach the same message we preach, and it be different. Because the anointing of God that is in this place, you cannot find it in those other places. And that's why we are here. So we need to press. Everybody say press. Towards our goal. The goal is Jesus. The goal is Jesus. God is calling us. He's calling you. He's calling me. He's calling every one of us for that place. To that place for us to be anointed. Hallelujah. But Paul says leaving everything, forgetting the things that are behind. We need to forget things that are causing our Christian life to drag. If we start to pull a whole bunch of stuff and we try to run with all that bunch of stuff, we cannot run. We need to make up our mind and says, I cannot make it all this stuff in my life to the calling of God, to the place that God want me to reach, to the place that God want me to get and be used as an instrument to reach to other people, to reach to other. If you reach to that place with all that bunch of stuff, your ministry will not be effective, because those things will cause you to fall. Those things will cause you to make a lot of errors in your life. You need to leave them behind, forgetting them. Hallelujah. There are things that we need to forget. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight, every weight, every weight. It says lay aside every weight, the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance. He says, when you start to extend yourself, you need to have endurance. You need to be persuaded by the promises of God that you set a goal. I will make it. I will reach to that place of my calling. I will reach to that relationship that God wants me to have with Him. So I am coming out, hallelujah, with a decision, with a mind made up, that I will get to that place no matter what. There is nothing, there is no devil in hell that will stop me, because my mind is already made up. Oh, my goal is already set. Oh, and I'm pressing towards the goal, and I have endurance to make it happen. Oh, yes, to make it happen. He said, the weight. So if you continue pulling those things, it is a weight in your life. Sometimes we don't know we have those things in our life. And it's such a great weight. And the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. The race is not of the swift, but is of the people who is patient, who is determined, who is willing, who is persuaded by the word of God and His promises. Oh, you will not do something if you don't see an outrun of that something that you will do that is good. We always do things that we already know that the outcome will be good. So we put all our emphasis on that, and we do it because we know the outcome. God says, I want you to enter in this with faith. Hallelujah. Because you need to trust on my word. You need to trust on me, and let me be your goal today. Oh, yes. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, said, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So God, Jesus Himself, have to endure the cross. Why? Why He endured the cross? Because His Son, you and I, worshiping Him. He saw a body of Christians. And that's why He says, I have to do it. Because I'm doing it right here, but over here, I'm looking at my people. I'm looking at my body. So I will endure the cross so I can save my people, so I can have a relationship with my people, so I can make a way of salvation for my people, so they have the hope of being saved, the hope of escaping of this corrupt world that we living in. So he says, I endure it. So it's time for you to endure. It's time for you to press. It's time for you to extend yourself. It's time for you to go beyond, hallelujah, your normal doing. It's time for you to start, hallelujah, to walk in faith. Pressing and running the race. Hallelujah. He says, the author and the finisher of our faith. Why he put it right there? Because we need faith. Hallelujah. And not only that, he said, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He said, when you make up your mind and you start to extend yourself, you don't worry what people says. You don't worry what anybody will say. You are focused on your goal. You are focused on your goal. You see, many companies, every year, those big companies, every year, they have to make some good, huge meetings and start to talk about plans, how we can make this work better, how we can make more money, how we can make this company grow higher. So they make plans and then set goals. It said this other 2012, we will produce more than what we did in 2011. So they set goals, but our goals is spiritual goals. Our goals is Jesus. Our goals are not material. Oh, our goals are supernatural. When we start to set goals in our life towards Jesus. Oh, that is so powerful. Because when we accomplish those goals, when we accomplish those goals, when you accomplish your calling, when you accomplish where God wants you to be, you are happy doing the job of God. You are happy and rejoicing. He says, rejoicing, endure the cross. So when you are so pleased and enjoying what God is doing, yes, things are falling apart around you. Things are not working the way you thought. Because when we think, our thoughts are not like God's thoughts. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So when we think things will work out this way, it doesn't work that way. So don't worry. Set it aside. Leave it behind. Forget it. Just set your goal. Go forward. Press, endure, hallelujah, until you receive, until you accomplish, until you reach to the finish line. And then God will say, well done, my faithful servant. Well done. So we are extending ourselves today. We are extending. Let me give you a little brief explanation about what I'm talking about. When you're at home, sometimes you set things on your shelf. And you set it right there. And after you come, you set something else in front of it. And you shove it behind. So one day you need those things. That stuff that you set up there. So you come and get maybe a chair and you try to stretch and get it and your finger is so close to it and, oh, I need something higher so I can reach it. And then you get something else, maybe a bucket or something, and set it on top of the chair, not thinking that it's so dangerous what you're doing, but you only focus in on what you want to reach, for what purpose you want to reach, for what you want to do with it. So you set a bucket on top of it and you're stretching. You're not thinking that the chair can slip. You're not thinking that the bucket can roll over and you can fall and hurt yourself, because you are focused. You are focused on one thing. And if we focus ourselves on the Lord, there is things that can fall. There is things that can cause us problems. There is things that look dangerous. But when we focus on God, if Jesus Christ is our goal, that makes the whole difference. It makes the whole difference. So looking ahead. Everybody says looking ahead. If you know that when you read the story of Lot, when the angels took him by the hand and take him out, the angels, the first thing he told him, he says, I don't want you to look behind. Forget those things that stay behind. Forget it. Don't look behind. He said, whosoever looketh behind will turn to a pillar of salt. When you start to look behind and you start to still carry those things that cause you so much frustration, hallelujah, so much pain, why you will still carry those things? Because it come right back into your life and you start to cry for the same thing. You start to suffer for the same thing. It's better we leave them behind. It's better we forget them behind. So when Lot's wife turned around and looked behind, she turned to a pillar of sand. So it's time for us to extend ourselves. Extend ourselves and set a goal. And the goal is Jesus. There is a race to run. Hallelujah. And this race is for those who are patient, those who will endure, those who will press, those who will focus, those who will, hallelujah, I am in this to win, not to lose. I'm in this to reach to my goal. I will win that prize. I will make it. No matter what comes, I will make it. I will accomplish it. Hallelujah. But Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, had these qualities because he saw the church. He saw you and I. He saw the set of believers that are pressing towards the mark. He saw Paul. He saw all the apostles going towards the mark. So he says it's time to extend ourselves. It's time to go beyond of what we are normally doing. It's time to stretch and extend ourselves to reach for that is in the hands of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to reach out. Maybe what you're suffering, you have prayed so much for it. Maybe you have prayed for your kids, for your marriage, and maybe you ain't see nothing happen. But if you extend yourself in prayer, if you extend yourself in intercession, if you extend yourself towards the Lord and you say, God, I will not lose my marriage. I will not lose my kids. I will not lose my joy. I will not lose my peace. I will not lose what you have already given to me. I will press forward. I will run this race. I set my eyes on the goal. I will accomplish. Oh, yes. This race is before us. It says it's set. Before us. This race is before us. He suffered the cross because he looked ahead. He looked on me. He saw me now. He saw you now. He saw when you repent. He saw when you receive the Holy Ghost. He saw us. But now I'm telling you, the ability to look ahead is called vision. Vision. We need to have vision. Vision is the ability to see. Vision is faith to believe. Courage to make it happen. And the hope to resist. You will resist because you have hope. And you will have endurance because you believe. You have faith, you believe, and you will press towards that because you have hope that you will make it. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 and 27 says, do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but one receive the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate or abstaining from things, in all things, it says. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an unperishable, imperishable crown. So there, the people who run in the race, first they will sign up their self. It says, I will get in this race and I will run it and I will do it and I will win. So they start to exercise, they start to run, they start to, put yourself in diet and get up in early in the morning and run from one side to another and prepare themselves for that race. And they will do whatever they have to do to be prepared for that race. Until the day that they are in the race, they start to run. They make up their mind. Their eyes are upon that crown. Hallelujah. It says, I will make it, I will receive it, I trained for this. So if we can train for all those things that are perishable, why we cannot train ourselves? Wake up early in the morning and start to exercise our prayer. Wake up, start to train and abstain ourselves from all those things that cause us to trip and to cause us to fail. If these people who don't have God can do it, why us that know God, we cannot do it? We have problems. We have problems to wake up in the morning and pray. We have problems to worship God. We have problems to minister to other people about God. We have trouble to do all this. And we have a crown that is imperishable. Something that value more than what the whole currency of the world can buy. Something that when you receive it, you are dear for eternity. Something that when God set it on your head, you are receiving a crown of life. So it's time for us to extend ourselves and reach out and set ourselves the goal that is Jesus and start to run this race. It's time for wasting time. It's time for us to be so tired of doing so much other things in the world and to pick up ourselves and say, no, I am ready for this. I am ready to go forward. I am ready to be abstained of all these things of the world and leave behind all those things that are our weight and press towards the mark. It's time to extend ourselves, brothers and sisters, because if we continue living our normal life in a routine and we just do it because it's right, we need to do it because God is worthy and God died on the cross for us to establish a relationship with Him and to tell Him with your action, not with your mouth, with your action that you love Him. With your action that you desire Him, that you want to be with Him, that you want to speak to Him, that you want to walk with Him. It's time for us to understand that God is our goal. He is our goal. Therefore, I run thus, not with certainty, thus I fight, not as one who beat the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be. become disqualified. He said, before you start to tell other people to run the race, you yourself be in the race. You yourself be the one that is running it. You yourself be the one that is pressing. You yourself be the one that is enduring, that is pressing toward the mark. You cannot help another person to reach there if you're not trying yourself. You cannot tell someone this city is like this if you've never been to that city. You cannot talk about the Holy Ghost if you ain't received it yet. So you need to have an experience yourself so you can talk others that this is it. This is the race. This is the real thing. This is the goal. This is the mark. I trained for this. I am prepared for this. Oh, you cannot know the other step, the other program. You cannot know what God has planned before you. Hallelujah. You have to run with faith. You have to run with endurance. You have to run focused. Hallelujah. Until you reach and receive the price. And I'm telling you today, the price is worth it. Everything you got, it's worth it. The price worth every effort, every energy you have. Oh, it worth it. I'm telling you, it worth it. Don't waste time. Don't be discouraged. You know, Paul says, leaving, forgetting everything behind. Okay, what are the things that we need to forget and leave behind? What should we forget? The past hurts, the abuse, the failures. We need to forget those things because those things will cause pain in your life, always cause pain. You need to learn to forgive. The only way you will forget is by forgiving. If you don't forgive, you will never forget. You need to forget the things that cause trouble. If you know this thing is causing you problems, leave it behind. It's a weight. You cannot run with that weight upon you. You need to take it off of you. You need to leave it behind and forget it. It's time to be loose and be free. If you see those guys that run in bicycle race, they put those tight stuff in them because they don't want nothing to detain their speed. And they start to squinge up themselves on the bicycle so they can go faster against the wind. Hallelujah. But if we start to look on those things and say, if I can get closer to God, if I can trust on God, if I can focus on God and believe that He will do it, then we will win. He says, in a twinkling of an eye, we will be with Him. And the only way we will be with Him, if you make up your mind to extend yourself and get into the race, if you make up your mind to, if you are persuaded by the word, if you are persuaded by the promises of God, it's time to jump in the race. Don't wait. Don't wait any longer. The time is come to the end. God is coming soon. And Paul says, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. He says, don't think because I'm writing these things, it's because I get there already. I'm running the race. I am running the race, and it's not easy. is a race of uncertainty. It's a race that you don't know what is ahead of you. It's not like you will go, okay, tomorrow is the race. Let me go to the track and start to run around the track so I know where I can put more speed and where I have to slow down. No, this is, you have to have faith on the Lord because you don't know what is ahead of you. You have to trust in the Lord and you focus on Him. Hallelujah. And you make a decision. You determine in your spirit that you will make it. You will make it. Oh yes, it's time for us to shake ourselves off those things. It's time. It's too long you have been carrying those things around. Has been years and years and years. I can ask so many people, how many years are you in church? 20, 25 years. And they don't move from that same spot. They don't move. They satisfy where they are. They are not looking towards the finish line. They think, this is it. This is it. If I can do the least I can, I will make it. That is not what Paul's saying. Paul's saying, leaving, forgetting everything and leave them behind. Oh, and press towards the finish line. We need to stop being comfortable. It's time to come out from our comfort zone and be an extravagant worshiper, an extravagant man and woman of God. We need to be people, oh, that will show the world that God is real. We need to show the world that there is a race, that there is a purpose, and there is a calling, and we need to stop play the little church thing and the little Christian thing. We need to get serious in our walk with God, because if we don't get serious, we will be disqualified of the race. Hallelujah. It's time to get serious, folks. It's time to stop, oh, looking what other people are doing. It's time to put yourself in the race and be patient and press forward and reach and focus on the goal that is Jesus. There is a calling. 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 How much time God have to call you before you respond? What God have to do to you before you respond? What have to happen into your life before you respond? God have a calling in the life of everyone. And we know it. And we feel it. And then let us know. But we ignore it because we think we have everything under control. We have the time under control, our life under control, the days under control, like we are the one who making every day. He says, oh, I have time. Maybe in 2 and a couple years I will make it happen. I will come to God, and somebody is right there knocking at your door. Hey, brother, hey, sister, you coming to church? Not today, I'm so tired. Or if you go, I will go to church just to show him or her that I can come to church. It's not coming to church. It's time to seek God. It's time to say, God, you are my goal. You are my goal. You are my goal, God. And I'm pressing towards that goal. I am pressing towards that goal. Who all is pressing towards that goal? You can stand, please. Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. You can close your eyes, everybody, with your mind in God. Oh, Jesus. Release that energy into us today so we can make up our minds. We believe in you, Lord. We believe in your promises. We believe in your word. Yes, I've been slacked on praying and worshiping you and all this, but today, oh Lord, I'm making up my mind. I'm making up my mind to give you all that I am. To surrender myself unto you. Remove any pride. Remove anything that you don't like in me. Just remove it. It's a weight in my life. Just get it behind me, oh Lord, and I will forget it and leave it behind, and I will press forward. Release, oh God, that courage to enter in the race today. Release that power in me, oh God, that will make me understand that this is the only way. Your blood, oh Jesus. Your blood, oh Jesus, have fallen upon my life. And I am extending myself today to the finish line. I am extending myself to reach the goal that you are, Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Oh yes, Lord. Everybody said, Jesus, help me today, Lord. Call upon the name again. Jesus, help me extend myself. Praise the Lord. Give a hands of applause unto the Lord. Thank you for letting me speak to you. We'll take a short break. And we will start with the main service.